What is João Almeida bike size? Hello everybody, my name is Mika from dmcx.com and I am recording this podcast on September 7th of the year 2022, which is on the third week of the Vuelta a España 2022. And João Almeida is also participating at the Vuelta. So this gives me a good context to talk about his bike size, fitting and specification. João Almeida, the Portuguese rider, is riding for the team UAE Emirates, which is the same team as another very famous pro rider, which is Tadej Pogacar. But today we are focusing on talking about Mr. Almeida. João Almeida is 1.78 m tall and he is riding the Colnago V3RS size 48. Yes, the size 48 for 1.78 m tall rider. Well, as always in my podcast, I always explain that most of pro riders are racing on one size or sometimes even two sizes down than the size that would be recommended to you by your local bike shop. And the reason is because pro riders kind of prefer to use a smaller frame to find their, for them, that's the perfect fit for them. That's why they prefer to use a smaller frame. And also another big reason is because the head tube is shorter, so it gives them more play to adjust their position on the front, translating to the more aerodynamic position. They got more room to put the handlebar lower if they need to, and with a bigger frame they are more kind of prisoner of the frame design. If the head tube is longer, then the position at the front cannot be any much lower than the head tube length. I hope it makes sense. Anyway, João Almeida fitting on his bike. So according to his mechanic, João Almeida is racing with the Prologo M5 scratch saddle, which is set at 723 mm. This is measured from the center of the bottom bracket to the top of the saddle. And the saddle is set with a 77 mm setback. The seat post on the bike of the team UAE is actually a small Spanish brand, which is called Dalimo. And this is a lightweight component company. And the rider here, João Almeida, is using the model T2 seat post, which has a 15 mm setback. This is a very lightweight seat post. So, like, the generation of João Almeida likes to have very lightweight bikes. And so that's why they use not the components from Colnago or another big names like Deda. They use more confidential small part maker to get the lightest parts as possible on their bike. So hence the Dalimo seat post on his Colnago road bike. It does decrease a little bit the weight. Unfortunately, I do not have the exact size of the stem length, and I don't have the handlebar width, so I will not try to do the guesswork. I just prefer to leave it there. Comparing with the bike of Pogacar is using a similar size. Now he's on the prototype size, which is 48.5 size. But anyway, he's using a stem length of 120 mm, so it can be a very similar size for Almeida. But I will not try to do the guesswork on here. Once I have the exact numbers, I will update the homepage. That's it for the fitting, I think, for the saddle and the cockpit. For the crank, I think, I don't have the crank lens neither. So here it's definitely, I will not try to guess the lens because some riders have like very short crank recently. So I will not guess what is using Almeida. I try to see it on different pictures, but it's impossible. So let's stick to what we know. Joao Almeida is riding the current V3 RS disc brake type bike, but we know that, I mean, it is known on the cycling media circles that the team is testing, some of the riders are testing the prototype, which means it's not yet decided to it's not finalized. They are all testing different type of carbon orientation, so it's more about the reaction of the frame with some various type of carbon, more than a new geometry in itself. So, but as I did mention just earlier, Pogacar is actually riding a size 48.5 and not a size 48, which is not on the catalog, as far as I can remember. So that's it. So yeah, what I wanted to say is Joao is on a normal Colnago, which you can find on the current catalog of Colnago on the homepage. The bikes are fitted with Campagnolo group set. The team ride with Campagnolo Super Record electric type 12 speed. That's the EPS 12 speed type, and this is also here. It is tuned by Campagnolo. It is not the group set that it is. The base is the same as what we can buy from the stores, but it is factory tuned to be lighter. So there are like some components are fine tuned to be lighter, and that's the proper property of Campagnolo. It's not the team UAE doing the tuning, it's Campagnolo itself. And it's being kept secret, so there is not much more information about this. Well, visually it doesn't look different. If you look at any close pictures, you can, from the brake calipers or the shifters. So it's got to do internally within the components. It's being tuned. The wheels are also the Campagnolo wheels. Actually, Joao Almeida is actually using low-profile Campagnolo prototype wheels. And Joao, actually, very interesting fact here, Joao prefers to use clincher-type tires. He prefers, especially in the mountain, he prefers the clincher over the tubulars. And so the tires are the Pirelli P0 clinchers, and the diameter, the section is 26 millimeters, and inside it he used the Pirelli P0 smart tubes. You see, I was telling you there are so many P's there. So. And the inner tubes are yellow color to show that they are the lightweight type, which look like the Tubolito type, you know, like very, very lightweight, kind of I forgot the name, polyurethane or something like that, kind of very lightweight plastic. And that's what he is using. He said he preferred to use the clinchers, and he has no flat tires, so then it works very well for him, obviously. The pedal, he used the Lukeo 2 Max, and so sometimes he's seen on the Lukeo Carbon Blade T pedals. Right, I think I tried to provide as much information as I could. I hope you did enjoy, and if you are still here, I give you a virtual high five, and thank you very much, and catch you on the next episode.